Another year has come and gone. Are you wondering what the future holds? Are you struggling with the decision about love, money, your career, your family? StarPsychics.com, that stars with a Z, has the answers you desire. StarPsychics.com is the best and brightest advisor site on the internet, staffed by top-rated, professional, fully tested, and certified advisors. This is the real deal. At StarPsychics.com, you create your own personal account, and you pick your advisor by reading their extensive bios. Then you decide on a budget that you are comfortable with. Your pathway to a clearer and brighter future is just a few clicks away. No gimmicks, no bait and switch. StarPsychics.com has daily blogs and lots of links to help you develop your own intuition. Log on now. That's StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. And here's the best part. They're available 24/7. StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. You must be 18 years or older. Your future awaits.
Well, I just love that little commercial that Kimberly did for us. It's really great. And you're going to hear Dixie Girl in the background saying, oh, I covered her up. I was just telling my Maya Moon we're here tonight, and she's talking away, and everybody's doing this and that, and my phone's going off, and it's just been one of those days. But anyways, welcome to the show. Of course, this is Stars Cast, also known as Natalie, and I have the lovely Maya Moon here. Stars Maya Moon, and I have Stars Priestess Candy Ranson in the room if you'd like to get a mini reading there. This is a great topic, I think. Harmless white lies, is there really such a thing? Well, in my estimation, there is. They can be tiny, and they can be, you think that they're white lies, but boy, if they go to the wrong person, they can magnify and even go to critical mass, which is this one tells this one, tells two, tells four, tells six. So I'm going to let Maya Moon start off with this, and then, of course, you know, I will be talking then.
Yes.
Take it away, Maya Moon.
Hi, Miss Natalie. Yes, this is Maya, and I'm glad to be here. As always, it's a pleasure. It really is, and it's a pleasure to have everyone with us this evening. And as I always say, if this is your first time, I know you'll be full. It's a great show, and we always have so much to talk about, and there's so many different ways of looking at these topics and subjects, which spirituality, I mean, is really a very subjective, open, broad subject in of itself. And for those of you that might be, you know, for those of you that have been listening, you're pretty familiar by now probably with how it works. But if you do happen to be new, and you hopefully are going, wow, this is amazing. I really learned something. You know, I love this. Make sure to visit STARS homepage. That STARS with a Z. And you can click on the STARS Blog Talk Radio. There's a little icon. You can click on it. And all the prior shows, they're done live, but they're all recorded. And you can listen to those. And there's a variety of venues. I'm not real technological with all what they call the smartphones and the iPads and different things or pods or whatever. But there's a lot of different ways of listening, so don't ever feel that you've missed out, because you can always go back and listen. And tonight's subject is, yes, it's really interesting about lies, because I get a lot of my information from my guides. And there is a lot to be said. I do believe there are times when, if you want to call it a lie, being not completely direct or brutally honest is serving the greater good. But then there can also be, like what Natalie was mentioning, you know, where it can kind of snowball. We also have situations where people initially, I think, start out, their intentions are good, but they are trying to save someone's feelings, or perhaps, you know, let them down gently. And I think it also, we can tie it into the profession of being a professional in spirituality, where, you know, you want to be kind and compassionate and caring, but sometimes then that can actually end up hurting someone more down the road. And also, you know, Natalie, of course, everyone knows, also known as StarCast, is the owner and founder and CEO of STARS and all its affiliates. And I'm one of the experts. And we have many experts, though, that do different things. And one, Jackie, she doesn't do the radio, but Jackie does so much for STARS. And I know I personally am so appreciative of the many things that she does. One of the things that makes STARS so special is that we are like a family, and we all work in harmony in the light. Of course, that's all under Miss Natalie, so we have to give props to her for allowing us this platform. But I wanted to take a moment and just say a big thank you to Jackie for the behind-the-scenes work that she does. And, you know, we always thank STARS Priestess Andy. She does a lot about getting the word out, the topics, and that. So there's a lot of experts that don't just work the site and, you know, aren't just great professionals, but that do a lot of extra things to help STARS be the place that it is. And it's just a wonderful place, and everyone that is an expert or affiliated with STARS knows that. And for any potential clients out there, I've been in this business for over 35 years, and I've worked a variety of places and platforms, as I'm sure you can imagine. And I can tell you that STARS is really, it just doesn't get much better than that. So if you're listening and you haven't yet made that click, what do they say? You know, it's just a click away. And I always see that in the military movies and these new sci-fi movies. They say they're 10 clicks. And I don't really even know what that means, but it sounds cool, so I'm going to say it. So we're just a
I love it. 10 clicks. I'm 10 clicks away. Cool.
Yeah, and I think click on the site and then go from there. There's always lots of exciting things. So anyways, with that, I guess we'll move into the topic, lies.
Yeah, white
lies.
So
what lies. Do you think, Lizzie?
Well, I think, you know, sometimes I can use the internet as an example. You won't find anything negative that I have ever put on the internet, because I learned many years ago when I worked for America Online, you smile from the wrist down. Same can be said with talking. I think sometimes maybe we say something about someone to somebody else, and once you say that, you just don't know where it's going to go, or how they're going to expand on what you said. Oh, she said this. Oh, she said that. And I guess it's just, you know, white lies can really be anything. And, yes, they are something. I've not been a witness to anything that's really hurt somebody, because I'm so careful with what I do. But I would imagine that, you know, or you could even say, like, oh, God, her hair looks terrible today. And you could say it to a friend, okay, and, you know, maybe it's not really the truth. Maybe you didn't want it to go any further, but maybe they'll tell somebody else, oh, Natalie said her hair looked awful today, that other person. I mean, I just think that we have to be more cognizant of what we say to people, how we say it. But white lies can really get out of hand, and you see it a lot on the internet. You see it a lot with, and I'll use movie stars as an example. My thing is you don't believe anything you read and only half of what you see. I have seen things about, you can pick anybody, even the president. I mean, you can pick anybody, and one little thing gets started, and it snowballs. And by the time it's done, it is so big, and if you go back to what that little white lie was, somebody thought they were doing somebody a favor. It wasn't the truth at all. And I think it can really hurt people in the long haul, and I'm sure it does. I've been fortunate; I haven't had anything come back to me that I have done. I think we need to be careful about what we say about people to people. You need to take responsibility for your words and know who you're talking to. But a little white lie, you know, they can be harmless. But I don't know if somebody gets a hold of it. By the end, it's going to be the truth. I mean, somebody's going to think it's the truth. And like I said, I've not been, I say, privy to it. I have not been involved in anything like that. But I'm a Sagittarius, and so a lot of times what happens with Sagittarius sun sign is that we will say things that only other people will think, because we're known to have big mouths. We say things without thinking. Now, that's a perfect example. I don't do that because I'm tempered a little bit with my ascendant and my moon, and I'm real close to Scorpio, so I don't, that doesn't apply to me. I'm always careful before I say something. You know, people can just start things and they really get out of hand. And it would be nice if people wouldn't do that, but I don't think it's ever going to stop, because you could end up really hurting somebody. You can ruin somebody. And I'm sure it's happened on the internet with famous people. No matter, musicians, authors, whatever it is, it gets back to them. Can you imagine how they feel? Well, I never did that. Why did somebody start that? Well, that's what happens. And to me, that's an offense. Besides stealing, that's another thing that offends me, is saying things about somebody that aren't true. If I don't see it with my own eyes, it's probably not true. And I think I told somebody the other day, don't believe everything you read and only half of what you see. And I think that applies, but I don't know, Maya, have you been witness to any kind of harmless white lies that really snowballed and did some damage?
Well, you know, interestingly, I would say that I see this a lot with clients and interacting with them, where, you know, they may share something with me, but what I pick up being an intuitive or working with my guides is that another person is intending to try to, let's say, let them down gently. And so they expand on what's not completely the truth. And I believe that their intentions and in their heart, they're trying to be concerned and they're trying to be thoughtful. Unfortunately, that is like a little seed and it can plant something. And I'm going to share a little story. A friend of mine, she moved away, but she and I met, and we both at the time had our kids were not quite two, and they were a week apart in age. So we developed a pretty close friendship, and we spent a lot of time together. This is many years ago. So my son is 19 and a half, so that tells you how long ago that was. And we would go shopping, and this wasn't too long into our friendship. We had been, you know, fairly close friends, doing things during the day while you know, we both were married, our husbands were working, and we were shopping one time, and she tried on this outfit, and right away when she came out, I was thinking, oh, that's not attractive. And so she was very serious, and she looked at me and she said, do you think this looks good on me? Do you like it? And, you know, I just didn't think that it did anything for her. But, of course, I didn't want to say, oh, yeah, you look terrible in that. So I was picking and choosing my words carefully. And I said, well, do you like it? And she said, kind of, but I want you to tell me, because I'm having a hard time. And I said, well, honestly, I'm not crazy about it. I said, I think you might find something that is, you know, does more. You're so cute. I gave her a compliment, which was true. I said, I think maybe keep looking. And she said, you just became my best friend.
Yeah, there you go.
She said, yeah. She said, you didn't hurt my feelings. You weren't mean. And she said, I was sitting there laughing while I watched you, you know, squirming and struggling with how to say it. Yeah, well, she was pretty funny. We got to be really close friends. But she said, that's the sign of a true friend, that you can ask them something and they don't have to go on a monologue of how terrible and why, well, your waist is too big and your butt's too wide or something like that. They can just say, that's not really my favorite on you. I think you could probably find something that's more fitting and does more for you. So that always remained a joke with us. And, you know, we would, you know, when we would shop, we would always play games with each other from that time on. But, yeah, I mean, I think there's times when, like, for example, I had a friend one time again. I mean, and we all, I think, have been in this situation. And she wanted to do something really different with her hair. And so she had her hair colored pretty bright red. Not being a natural redhead, red is a very difficult color. Maybe not so much nowadays, but this was back about probably 20 years ago. But to get that really good, true red color is difficult. And not everyone can carry that off. And the friend asked me, she'd been wanting to do this for a while. And this was another time when the friend said, you know, I'm not sure if I like it or not. And what do you think? And I said, well, I think it's different. And, you know, give it some time. I think it's fun for us to challenge ourselves and take some risks and do something, you know, different with our hair. I said, give it some time and then decide if you like it or not. And that really, so that to me is about as close to a white lie that I would say would be acceptable. I didn't say to her, it really makes your skin look sallow, and it just, it clashed with her skin tones, and so yeah. It just wasn't attractive at all. But I also knew that it wasn't permanent, and it ended up, I think she lasted with that hair color for about 2 weeks, and she was not happy with it. But I do think that it was great for her to try it, and I was honest with saying, sometimes when we try something new or different, we do need to give it some time. But, and that brings up, too, something else that I wanted to see, get your thoughts on, Natalie. And I believe that we often tell little lies to ourselves. And, you know, I think we can look at that in two different ways. Sometimes those lies can help us to get through the day or get through the experience or the event. But then sometimes those lies can just continually set us up to become disappointed. So I believe that we can lie to ourselves. So what is your feeling on that? And what do you think, or whatever you want to add? I mean, you don't have to.
Yeah, I think everybody can do that. Well, it's really strange. Like if you look in the, I look in the mirror, you know, and I look a certain way. Well, you look okay today. It's not bad, you know. I have green eyes and my hair is dark, and sometimes it has a nice red cast to it. But that's in my bathroom light. And then, you know, I can go out and go someplace with one of my girlfriends, and they don't notice anything, which is okay, but then sometimes they'll say, well, you look good. Well, that doesn't set well with me. You look good. You look good because, or just don't say it at all. But I think maybe I set myself up for that. See, I go and I feel like I look really good that day, but nobody else recognizes it. So then I think to myself, and I have thought this, well, maybe I'm just lying to myself. Maybe I don't really look good. So sometimes what I do is I'll be going, like, to the store with my son. And everybody knows his name is Louis. And I'll say, he'll be talking about something. I said, Louis, will you look at me? And he'll say, yes, Mother. I'm looking at you, because he knows I'm going to ask him to say something, right? I said, well, now I want you to be honest. Okay, you know I can be honest. I said, how do I look? Now, this is a day that I think that I look pretty good, right? How do I look? Mom, you always look pretty. I said, that's not what I'm asking you. He said, but I'm your son. I said, no, you have to be a little bit more objective. I said, you see something that maybe I could do better with? Now, it's hard to ask your son, because when is he going to say to you, oh, Mother, you look awful. You look like death. No, he's not going to say that to me. And he said, well, no. To be truthful, no. He said, everybody thinks you're pretty. And I got in the car thinking that I did look good, but you don't really know. You don't really know how other people see you. And, of course, when you're outside, that is the worst light you can be in. If you look gorgeous in the existing light, you are really good looking. Trust me, because nobody looks that good in the existing light. It's good with backlighting and you're in a room or something like that. But I think maybe we kind of can lie to ourselves. So I've tested it out. And then some days I'll look in the mirror and, oh, God, you look bad. You look so bad today. But little white lies, you know, I'm kind of careful with people, I think. I don't, but that's just me. You know, I think if you're talking about people, and I'm not saying I'm abnormal or I'm better than anybody else, but I'm really careful. If I see something like one of my friends looks really good that day, I will tell her, gee, you look really pretty today. Or, and my neighbor tells me, God, that color looks really good on you. And the other one will say the same thing. Well, that's good. I'm sure that's not a white lie they're telling me. But I think you can set yourself up on your own. And when you start asking people, you think you look good, and you ask somebody, and you say, well, no, you looked better yesterday. Oh, geez, that's all you'd have to hear, right? So, I don't know, Maya. I'm kind of more self-contained here. I don't really do that much and go that much. But what about you?
Well, I mean, I believe that we have to self-validate because, and I also believe that, I mean, some of us are what I wish I could think of the exact term because it cracks me up. Facially gifted is one that I've heard.
That's
you
a
know,
good one. I like that.
Yeah, I know.
I like that one.
I think that's funny.
Facially gifted.
Facially gifted, yes. And the same would be true with men. They're facially gifted as well. I mean, we do have to, you know, recognize that we're all different. And, you know, as far as if we're looking just at aesthetics, just at someone's, you know, the shape of their face, male or female, how they carry themselves. But I really think that beauty does come from the inside. And you could take a person, let's say, I don't like to use this word, but I'm going to just to try to make an analogy here. But let's say someone that has average looks. They're probably not going to stop everyone in the street, but mm-hmm. they're also not going to be, people aren't going to be running in the other direction either. And so they're average. But if they have a beautiful spirit and they're confident about who they are and they know themselves, and they feel good about their purpose in life and their path. And they, you know, I mean, there's only, I mean, of course, we can have plastic surgery. We all, if we can afford it, we all have the ability to do that. But let's just put that aside for the moment and just say that we have to work with what we've been given. You know, I believe that that light from inside can take a person who, let's say, is, falls into more of an average category, and if you want to call it their swag, their charisma, or that light, they just have something about them that shines. And so what, like, for example, what you were saying, I feel that that might be more related. I mean, certain colors look good on us, and as women, most of us wear makeup. Sometimes we you know, I know for me personally, sometimes it just seems like my makeup, I just get it really right, and I'm like, okay, that looks pretty pulled together. And then other
right.
days, if I don't have time to do the little touches, I'm like, okay, well, I can pass, but hopefully I don't run into somebody I know.
Right.
And they think, what the heck happened to you?
Exactly.
But I think it comes from within. I think you can take someone that is, again, let's say they're facially gifted or they're physically gifted, and they're you know, what the media tries to spoon-feed us as being the icon of female or male beauty, you can take someone like that in real life and you meet them, and if they have no swag, they have no charisma, they have no spirit, they don't have that confidence, and by that I don't necessarily mean confidence, arrogance, ego. I mean more just spiritual embracing themselves and accepting who they are and happy with what they've accomplished and they have a sense of where they're going or where they'd like to go. I believe that a person that is facially gifted or maybe above average, again, using that term, can be not appealing. You might
notice them.
You know, we may notice them across the room. They may get our attention. But when we approach them or we have interaction with them, it's like we're talking almost to a mannequin or a robot. There's just nothing there.
That's
so
true.
I do feel, and when it comes to white lies, I feel that omitting, if someone asks us a direct question, you know, there's the old joke in the marriage about, at least I've always had that, where, you know, I'm going to ask you a question, you better know what the answer is. So that means I want something specific said to me. If I say, you know, the old, do these pants make me look fat, you know, which women are have a tendency to say, or does this shirt make me look whatever the case may be. If you're asking, you know, that's another thing. If you're asking a question to someone, then you need to make sure that you are seeking the truth. If you're seeking a compliment, then you're probably better off to say to a friend. And like with the son, that, I mean, I have two sons. I don't ever ask them because they just are a mess. My youngest will say, oh, you try to dress way too young. And my oldest wouldn't say a mean thing about me. I mean,
right.
I could look, other than if I was sick and he'd say, oh, my gosh, Mom, you look so terrible. You look sick. But it would be sick. He could never say anything mean about me. So I could never get him to say anything constructive. And my youngest son, I could probably never get him to say anything nice, at least not till he matures a little bit. So,
right.
You know, sometimes what we need to say to a friend is, I really need a compliment today. I really need to, and that might be better. And when it comes to white lies, what I found in this profession, and I would say in my personal life I found this to be true as well, but more on a spiritual level, I feel males are more prone to this. I mean, we've talked about the gendering and the feminine versus the masculine, and there are differences. There, it doesn't mean that we're unequal. There's just differences in how we approach things. Males have a tendency to not be able to be direct with a female that, for example, they don't have a romantic interest in. And so their intention is to try to relay a message to that person, and they're using a white lie. So they might say something like, well, I care about you, but my life is too busy right now for a relationship. Well, females, certain females, not all, some females would just say, well, later, dude, then, you know, move, you know, crack the whip and next, please. But some females, that's all it takes, and they're just going to wait. They're going to take that as, they're going to grasp
yeah.
onto that, and that little white lie that was intended, you know, to be a kindness, ended up actually causing harm, because eventually then that female, let's say, is going to say, okay, well, it's been 6 months, you're still not that busy, you can't keep saying work or school or I've got finals this week or whatever the case may be. So that then what happens is, like you said, that white lie starts to snowball. So then that person has to come up with additional little white lies, our excuses, and then, you know, eventually what is going to happen is either that person is going to disconnect and refuse to take any calls or have any interaction, which is going to be very hurtful to this person that's been thinking that, well, something was going to come up. It's just been, you know, they've been too busy or things have been hectic or, you know, they haven't been feeling well or whatever. Or there's going to be an explosion because the person that was trying to soft shoe this and be nice is going to be feeling pressured even though they set it up themselves. So I think with white lies, we have to be really careful. You know, I don't know that there's really what I could say a harmless white lie. I think that there is a tactful way of expressing the truth. And when it comes, I know that when it comes to the profession and when I'm involved with a client and I'm doing a chat or I'm doing guidance or intuitive insight, I am very honest. I'm compassionate, but I don't believe that giving them a big song and dance is going to serve them. I'm only going to prolong them and give them false hope. So I don't believe that those little white lies, and not maybe necessarily on stars, but there's a lot of experts out there that's how they run their show, so to speak.
It's true. Yeah.
You know, and they genuinely may feel that they are serving the person, but I don't know. I don't believe, what do you think, Natalie? I don't believe that serves anyone.
No, it doesn't, because it's leading them on. And you don't want to do that. Like I said, you know, I only have several girlfriends, and I have a best friend that calls me from Michigan, and we're very honest with each other. But, like, for her, like, if she senses that I'm having a more difficult time, she's got a husband, but she's the one that's ill, but she's doing well. And I've talked about her before. Like, today when she called, she wanted to know how I handled, you know, the anniversary of my husband's passing and what transpired. Of course, she called me that day, and lots of other people called, and I was in and out that day, so it was good. But she will never tell me something. I mean, she's a Gemini. She will never tell me something unless it's the truth. You know, we've been friends since we were in the seventh grade, and we know each other so well. But I think you kid, you know, when I talk to her about something, she'll say, well, what do you think? You know, well, first of all, she knows that I'm going to give her the best that I could possibly give her, even being a comfort, something comforting to her. But she did tell me something once, and I just remembered it. She said, you know, whenever I feel really lousy about what I'm going through, and I feel the same about her, isn't that weird? She said, I call you. And she said, you just lift me right up as high as I could possibly go. And she said to me, why do you think that happens that way? I said, well, first of all, I love you. You're a dear friend. I'm your daughter's godmother. And I said, I genuinely really care for you. And I want you to feel really good about yourself. And I'm not going to lie to you. If I'm sensing that, you know, you should do this or you should do that. But she always says to me, you always say the right thing, and I always feel that I do, so I don't ever tell her little white lies. I think some people you can say some things to, and it goes right over their head. They don't pay any attention. But there are some people that will hold on to something, even though you're saying something to be nice, they're mm-hmm. going to hold on to that, and it's gonna do something to them. I think when we're in the field that we're in, and I'm sure Candy, she said something about it's not ever good to lie, which is true. I'm sure in the field that we're in, we have to be sure that we're not leading somebody in the wrong direction by telling them a little something to make them feel really better about themselves or what they're doing, a relationship. I think it's better to handle it in the appropriate way but don't lie to them. Well, why would you want to lie? See, I only have close friends around me. I don't have acquaintances. They're close friends to me, and I would never lie to them. You know, if they say something, well, what do you think? I'll say to them, you really want to know? And they'll say, yeah. I say, okay, then, I'm going to tell you. This is what I think. I can talk about this once. I was supposed to go over the weekend someplace, and the daughter was going to be there, and I said to my friend, I said, I don't know if you'd want me to go anyways. And she said, why? I said, because I have a big mouth. I'll tell her. I will tell her what she is doing wrong. And I said, and I will be telling her the truth. And she said, maybe you need to go because she doesn't listen to anybody else. But you see, so I'm not ever in that position to do a little white lie. But I think you can do more harm than good. There's a way of handling that. After all, they're called, you know, you make them little white lies. Don't make them humongous so that they snowball and turn into something, some monstrosity that you cannot take back. Because once you say it, you've said it. So you have to be very careful. I talk to you, Maya, a lot. I don't tell you any white lies. You know, you don't tell me. Same thing with Candy. She's listening. It's the same thing. I think but when you're spiritual, there's a difference. You're not You're not in the, we're not in the office kind of situation where, you know, you can be catty. Some women are so catty. I guess men can be catty, too. I mean, isn't that stupid? But I think they need to grow up, and because I'm not in that, I really can't relate to that. I would like to think that people are honest to me, and if they see that maybe I'm doing something wrong or thinking the wrong way, I would expect them to kind of talk to me and tell me, well, now, I don't really think that's what it really is. You would be honest with me, Maya. Candy would be honest with me. Jackie, we talked about Jackie. She would be honest with me. No, Natalie, no. She said, she'll say to me, now listen to me. You can do this. I'm telling, I wouldn't lie to you. I'm a Capricorn. I don't lie. That's what she always says because she's an astrologer. But, you know, you can say things to somebody and it takes them in the wrong direction. And like the relationship, I like that scenario where the guy says, well, you know, I'm really too busy right now. That's really a white lie. That's really a lie. And he's not doing that girl any justice at all. All he's doing is leading her on. And you can apply it to a lot of things, work, going to the doctor. Well, I would hope doctors would not kind of do that. I don't know. Maybe they're not. I have sensitive ones. They're not like that. I probably wouldn't go to them. But I think... And with clients, Maya, I think that can easily be done. I don't know how often it's done because, you know, all the chats are recorded, but I don't look at them, only if there's an issue that I need to address. But I'm hoping everybody on STARS says exactly how they feel. But it can happen, you know. We have a caller, so if you want to chat a little bit, Maya, I'm going to go to this caller and see if they want to add something to our conversation.
Okay, sure. Sure. Well, my experience in the profession has been that compassion must come first. And my motto is first do no harm. So if someone is coming to me and they're seeking the truth, or that's what I would assume, unfortunately, there are some clients that are only seeking validation of the desired outcome and they only want support of what they've decided is going to be. And I can tell you that I've had over the years many clients that have returned to me and said to me, and I'm not necessarily saying this about other STARS experts. I've worked on different platforms. I've been with STARS for 4 years since pretty much its inception. But like prior to that, I've had clients, and of course private clients as well, that would contact me, and I would be honest, not brutally honest, always compassionate and caring, and always trying to give them hope and let them know that even if they feel a connection with this person, I was not perhaps seeing the outcome that they were desirous of, and that, you know, I knew this may be disappointing, but I needed to honor their higher self and honor them by telling them the truth. And I've had a lot of people come back to me, get angry at me in that moment and say, well, so-and-so said this, and I know that this person loves me, or get very irate and annoyed and very angry with me for not being able to support what they wanted to hear. And I cannot tell you how many of those people will come back even a year later and say, you were the only person that was honest, and what you told me was true. I just wasn't ready to hear it, and would you be willing to, you know, work with me, because now I understand that I was just trying to seek validation of what I wanted as opposed to being open to hearing what the potential was. So I experienced that. So I'm very compassionate, and I feel that oftentimes, like we're talking about romance, there can be a connection with, and the person can have feelings, but we, you know, my guides teach, and they believe that universal law supports this as well, that a connection with someone, a bond, does not necessarily guarantee or even mean that there's a strong chance that a relationship, especially a committed relationship, something that can lead to long-term or possibly even a life partner, is going to be able to develop. And so while we can validate, and I may be able to say, you know, I can understand, I can feel that there is a special bond or a connection. However, I don't think that this person is ready or has an interest. And it can be difficult, very difficult on my end of things when someone wants to know if so-and-so, whether they're male or they're female, and they're asking about male or female. If they're asking me point blank, does this person care about me? Are they interested in me in a romantic way? And the answer is no. And so I have to very gently pass that information. I do not support white lies. The old saying I believe very much to be true, and that is, oh, what tangled webs we weave when first we practice to deceive. And
exactly.
I believe, you know, again, even though the intention may be honorable to make the person feel good, it ends up at some point, it's a snare, it's a trap, and it's only going to cause that person more angst, more chaos, more anxiety. Do we have a caller?
No, she just wants to listen, so that's good.
Oh. Well, listen up.
Yes, because we have always lots
you know,
to say.
And what we tell ourselves, too, you know, when it comes to looking good or feeling good, you know, sometimes just be able to validate that for yourself. If you feel, and I don't mean you to just Natalie, I mean to the general you, if you feel that you look good, to me, that's a day, that's a gift. And so take that joy and that feeling and that confidence, that empowerment, and run with it. That's a day to interact with people, to smile and maybe give out compliments. And who knows what can happen. But those are days where if our life is like a bank account, those are days where we're putting money into the savings account so that the more that we put in, then when we have to take out, which are the challenges or the difficulties or the obstacles or the days we don't feel so good about ourselves, that we are not overdrawn. So it's important that we put stuff in there, and I don't believe we have to rely on lies to do that. I believe that we can do that honestly by, you know, whether it's saying, my eyes look bright today, or I like this shade of lipstick, or if it's a man, you know, this hair gel or this haircut, this beard trimmer, they call it manscaping, I guess.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah, that's what, that was a client that told me that a couple years ago, and I thought that was so hilarious. I'd never heard that term before. But manscaping, so, yeah.
Manscaping, oh, my God. Oh, my God. But I think you're right. I like how you said that about the bank. You're depositing stuff in the bank so that when you need to go in and take some of that out, you have it there. And I figured out, well, I've been figuring out, you know, sometimes I have some kind of bad days. It's got nothing to do with my sight or the sights or anything. It's just got to do with me. And I figured out what I need to do. And when I am probably the happiest, and I think I figured it out today, really, really solidified my thought about it. When I'm doing something to create something more for STARS, using my creativity, it's like working on my magazine. I take all day to do it, and I thrive at it. I'm like on a high. It's like somebody's fed me something, and I'm flying around. You know, I love it. It happened to me today. And, you know, everybody knows I work with Tony a lot. And we were talking about keywords and everything, and he kept writing back and forth. And I was kind of laughing at some of his emails because he didn't understand some terms. And so I had explained it to him, like spiritual terms. And he didn't understand how you get this from this and all of that. And I found myself really feeling good at that moment when I was teaching somebody something that I feel is so wise in what he does. And you have to find that. You really have to find that. It's not, I mean, I can surround myself with my monitors, my PC, my big PC that I have, and I can be in my glory so long as I'm busy all day long. I don't miss a beat. you know, but if you have too much time on your hands, then you do. But I try to tell myself when I'm not doing well, okay, well, you know why, Natalie. It's because you're not doing what you love to do. And sometimes it's hard to find that, though. You know, if I'm always looking for things to do for STARS and for everybody that works for STARS, because I look at everybody, like you said, as a family. It's an extended family, and I treat everybody the same. I get closer to some, of course, but if somebody needed me, needed my opinion, needed something, you know, I would be there for them in a heartbeat, and I think they would do the same thing for me. But you have to find something that's going to make you feel really good. And so on days like today, I can deposit something in my little bank and say, okay, well, you know, you got $100. Put it in that feel-good bank of yours, and then you can pull it out when you need it. But you have to know what to do with it if you take it out of the bank. And I'm one of the lucky ones. I know how to do it. It's just that sometimes you just can't. And I don't rely upon people. I mean, I could call somebody all the time and say, I'm really having a bad day, but I really don't do that because I don't like to dump on people that much, you know. I mean, if they happen to call me and they hear in my voice that I'm not doing really well, but I don't really do that because they're probably going to tell me something just to make me feel good, and that could be like a little white lie, you know. And maybe I protect myself that way. I don't know. But I think, again, in the field that we're in, Maya, I think we learn a lot about people and how we can deal with them. And the more, I mean, there's a way of telling somebody something. I mean, you don't have to knock them over with it and make them feel crummy. And I remember something when I was hiring people. I always tell everybody this. Make sure you leave the client feeling good and positive. Don't paint them doom and gloom.
Right.
Because that's not what we're about. We need to show them that there could be a better door for them to go through. It's tomorrow. A lot of times I'll say, tomorrow's a new day. I'll tell myself that. Okay, Natalie, tomorrow's a new day. Oh, God. You know, oh, God, I talk to God every day, too, and he hears me. But, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you have to do that. So you have to be careful with people, those you care about, and just people in general. But I think I love that, what you said about the bank. I'm going to remember that. That's really neat. You're pretty neat, though, you know.
Yeah, that's something that I found to be true, and that we can all use that in our lives with our good days or our good memories, is to tuck those away just like we would a bank account. If we make a little extra, we put a little bit of savings away. And so when it comes to those white lies, I mean, when you're in a situation, what I would suggest when you're in a situation with a friend or a coworker or a family member, and they're asking you, they're putting you on the spot and wanting the truth, I don't think that we have to be brutal and, you know, just like what you said about leaving a chat doom and gloom. I don't think we have to say, look, you're a mess, you're always going to be a mess, and you may as well just say it up now.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that we can't be honest and say, you know, I feel like, you know, perhaps your sister comes to you and says, you know, is talking about their life or their career or their job, and they don't feel happy and they're starting to not feel good about themselves, and you've maybe perhaps noticed that they seem to be sliding, that they're not maybe taking as good a care of themselves. They don't have that sparkle. So what you could do is say, you know, you could approach that honestly without lying, but without saying, oh, I've noticed you look like crap lately. I mean, you know,
yeah,
we're all
the
whole family talking about it. I mean, now that's just brutal and mean.
Yeah,
but
that's not being a good person. That is wrong. That is wrong.
Right.
Just don't say anything at all.
Or if they're asking you, say, you can put it right back to that person by saying, well, I'm here to support and help you. You obviously feel that something needs to change because you're bringing this up. So let's see what can we do, or what could we, you know, look at in your life that you can change that could bring you some more happiness. Maybe it's time to look for a new job. Have you thought about going back to school? and to, you know, reiterate to them, perhaps, you know, I remember when I went through a time, and I mean, I'm not saying me personally, I'm just saying these are ways of avoiding lying and saying, oh, no, you look great, you couldn't be happier. The problem with white lies is that we all are spiritual beings, and whether we're always aware of the specifics or not, we can pick up that energy when someone is not being honest. And when we're getting that kind of feedback that's not a compassionate direction, but it's just a white lie, or we're doing that to ourselves, we begin to mistrust the world around us and mistrust ourselves, and obviously that doesn't serve anything. And, you know, everything that we do in life requires that we have faith and we have trust and we have hope at, like you said, in tomorrow. And we always have to remember that, you know, I say this so much. This is something that my guides have taught me for such a long time. And it's a very hard lesson to learn in terms of to get it down to where you really, really walk the walk. And that is, the future is not a mirror of the past. The past is done and over. The future is always new. It's always bright. Just like each day, it's not Groundhog Day. That's just a movie. Each day we wake up, we're faced with so many different opportunities and potentials. And the majority of those are within our own self in how we're going to approach it. And sometimes we need to be honest. Sometimes we have lied to ourselves because of fear of the unknown, fear of the risk. We stay in a relationship, or we stay at a job, or we stay in the same place because we're afraid of the uncertainty. And so, you know, we may lie to ourselves, well, I'm happy, you know, well, I'm glad that I have this. When really, you know, we're saying something else, well, then people come and they become chaotic and they say, I'm confused, I don't know what to do. I feel like everything is a mess. And so my goal would be to try to help get them back to the beginning. You know, where did you first start misleading yourself? Let's get back to what you honestly know to be true. Is it you're not happy with your work? Maybe you're an attorney, but you've always wanted to be a pianist. Maybe you're a pianist and you've always wanted to be a children's advocate. I mean, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you're truthful to yourself, and you're pursuing that path, and that you're being honest with other people without having any type of vindictiveness about the truth. There is always a way to gently slide the truth across the table. When you're eating and someone says, pass the potatoes, you don't take the spoon and grab a big thing of potatoes and whip them across the room onto their plate. I hope you don't. Do any of you do that?
That would be awful, wouldn't it?
Yeah. No, my family, we're very silly, so we've done some pretty silly things. But you would do it in a, I mean, so spiritually, think of it that way. And, you know, if you're feeling, and my guides, I always say this no matter the topic, everything is about how we feel. If you're feeling uncomfortable in your own skin and something isn't feeling right to you about your job or a person or a friendship or a relationship or a family member or a circumstance, then start with honesty. Because white lies, I really do feel that, again, I think there's a little bit of a difference between the analogy of a friend says, how do these pants look on me? If they don't look the best, you can say, well, I always start with putting it back to them. Do you like them? You know, I do like them. I know they're different, but I like them. Well, hey, if you like them, go for them, girl. I mean, and then you don't have to give your opinion. But if someone is really insistent in saying, I don't know, I never feel that these pants really do that much for me, then that's a time for you to say, well, you know those brown pants that you have, or those jeans that you wear, or those gray slacks, I actually do like those a little better on you. They really show off your figure. So you've been completely honest, but you've actually given a compliment, and a friend is going to appreciate that. And what are they going to do? They're probably going to go run, get those brown, gray pants, and put them on, and you're going to say, "Wow, girl, now I won't go out with you because you look too good." So
that's right.
That's my feeling. I feel that little white lies are ways really of avoiding reality. And even though we can bribe ourselves and we can justify quite often to ourselves and to others that we're doing it for the quote-unquote right reasons, eventually it's going to be for the wrong reasons and it's going to turn out to be wrong. So my motto is be honest, be compassionate in your honesty, and always offer, you know, like we talked about the savings account, always offer an alternative. So if it's about the shirt or if it's about a relationship or if it's about a job, it sounds like that job isn't a great fit. Hey, have you tried looking into such and such? I mean, I know as myself as a person, when I'm seeking guidance, I'm talking to a friend or a family member, that's when I feel validated and I feel positive is when, for example, my brother and I are very close. He's really good about that. My brother is a Sagittarius. He's on the cusp, Natalie, but he's very much a Sagittarius like I am. And so we butt heads, but yet we're very close. Now, he's very much the type to be honest, and he can be very direct, but he'll always end up leaving me with that open door and that, well, you know, you've always been good at this, or, you know, you always remember that time and you did that. If you can do that, you can take care of this. So I always feel like even if he gives me news and says, yeah, I really think you're going to have to face that this or this or this needs to change, he always gives me that inspiration that tomorrow or that next step forward has something to offer, and I try to do that with him. So I guess that's where I would leave things. The truth, I believe, always prevails, and is the spiritual core of who we are. The truth is the light is the truth. So the fallacy that a white lie never hurt anybody, I'm afraid that I just don't believe that. And I'm going to make one quick exception, and that's when Grandma gives you a Christmas present, you say you like it.
Yeah, that's right. You better say you like it. That's right.
That's about the only exception to the rule. And if it's a reindeer sweater, just wear it for that day.
Yeah, it's a good one. And then put it back in the closet and make sure you wear it when she's around.
Right.
It'll make her feel really good. It'll make her feel really good.
Forget she even bought it for you, and you won't have to worry about it.
That's right. That's right. You know, yeah, this is a great topic. We're near the end here. It's like 8:58 or something like that. You have a minute and 48 seconds left, I see, on the BTR radio.
So go ahead and finish up now.
Pardon me?
I said, I'm pretty much done. That was pretty much all I needed to say, so whatever you...
Okay, so we know right now that white lies should not stand. Just be as truthful as you can, because you don't know what that little tiny lie is going to do and how it's going to affect whoever. I believe in that, too. With that, I guess we'll do our closing. I want to thank Star Priestess Candy Ranson for all that she does. She's in there. Trust is important, she said. Trust is hard to earn. Once a person lies, the trust has been lost. That is true, no matter if you're still friends with them or not. But with that, I'm going to say good night. I love you, Maya Moon. Love you, Candy. Come back and see us next week, Monday, same time, 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will be here for another great topic. And please go to STARZ, that's stars with a Z, psychics.com, and you can reach any of us there, and you can always contact me through support. And have a great evening, everybody, and of course, everybody knows how much I love everybody, because that's just how I am. We will see everybody next week. Thank you, Maya Moon. Thank you, Candy. I love you. Bye-bye.
I